1EV. I'm about to start the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club tips net. So if there's anyone who needs to make a quick call on the W1DX repeater, please go ahead now. And I'll start the net in 1 minute. This is K1EV. The Tri-City Tipsnet, calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening. Welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Training, Information, and Public Service Net. This is Kilo One Echo Victor. My name is Bill. I'm located in Mystic, and I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Radio Club is not necessary for participation. We welcome all licensed radio amateurs to check into the net. This net operates on the 147.060 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. The net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for seasoned, experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators, encourage the use of good operating procedures, improve communication skills, and to share technical information and comments with the group. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPS net is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins. When we have everybody checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button, listen to ensure no one else is called at the same time, then slowly give me your call phonetically along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question, please let me know that when you're checking in. Let me reset the repeater again. Again, this is Bill, Kilo Echo Victor, your net control station for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Again, please key the repeater, say "This is," release the mic button, listen, and then go ahead. Say your call phonetically with your name and location, and whether you have a question, please come now.
This is... Charlie 1, Juliet Golf Foxtrot, Josh and Groton Town with one common.
Says November 1, Victor Whiskey X-Ray, Phil and Stainton. No question, thank you.
Here is.
Is.
Kilo 1, Romeo, Mike, November, Bob and Montville, one question.
Here is. Kilo Alpha 6, Papa, Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich, nothing for the net at this point.
This is. Kilo 1, Delta, Charlie, Tango, Dave and Preston with one question.
Yes. Whiskey 1, Sierra Victor Charlie, Steve in Coventry, no questions.
Charlie 1, Juliet Kilo Bravo, Chris, Gales Ferry, no questions.
Thank you for the orderly check-in. This is K1EV again. I have KC1JGF Josh with one comment. November 1, Victor Whiskey X-Ray Phil in Stonington. Kilo 1, Romeo Mike November Bob with one question. Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf Kevin with standing by. Kilo 1, David Charlie Tango Dave with one question. Whiskey 1, Sierra Victor Charlie Steve. And Kilo Charlie 1, Juliet Kilo Bravo Chris in Gales Ferry. Are there any other stations? Please come now.
This is. Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark in Groton. No questions tonight.
Thank you, Mark. Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee. This is K1EV with the Tri-City Amateur Radio TipsNet. Let's start with Josh. Kilo Charlie 1, Juliet Golf Foxtrot, your comment. Go ahead, Josh.
KC1JGF, my comment is, I can't remember who pointed me in the right direction, but last week I was asking about a propagation or a plotting program for Windows 10 for the antennas, and somebody pointed me to a 4NEC2 app, and I just want to let you guys know if you have Windows 10 and looking to do something like that, that application is exactly what I was looking for. So I just want to say thanks. I'll send it back to NetControl. This is KC1JGF.
Very good, Josh. KC1JGF, K1EV. Oh, I'm glad it worked out. I downloaded it as well, but haven't had a chance to even play with it, so I'm glad you did. And I'm glad it did what you wanted. So maybe somewhere down the line you can give us all a tutorial on how you model antennas. Give a talk at one of the radio clubs. But good that it worked out for you. Before I go on, are there any other check-ins for this evening? This is Kilo 1 Echo Victor. Nothing being heard. I'll go down to Bob. Kilo 1 Romeo Mike November with your question. Go ahead, Bob.
K1EV, this is K1RN. Yeah, my question is, I listen in and participate in the traffic nets just about every night, but I really would like to know where I can get some training for radiograms. Do I just, I've downloaded the book, do I just read it and do it, or do they actually have some classes occasionally that go through how to fill them out and how to broadcast the information back and forth? This is K1 Armin, back to net control.
Very good, Bob. Thanks. Hello. Okay, something amiss here. I think I have. Okay, seems to have lost my amplifier. At any rate, I think I'm still making the repeater. So we'll continue on. So let me address the net if anyone has an answer to Bob's question. I know Mike Tucker, W1MCT, can probably give you a good tutorial, but let's see if anyone's on frequency tonight that can answer your question. Please come now.
Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I'll give it my best shot, and good evening, Bob. Good question, important question. There may be some YouTube videos or something, I don't know. I haven't come across any. You have the book, that's good. One of the ways to learn is to listen, which you already do. However, listening, one comes up with questions. The traffic nets, whether it's Eastern Connecticut Traffic Net or WestCon or any of the other traffic nets, 90% of them are very good about offering training. So all you have to do is ask and it shall be opened unto you. Just come on the traffic net and ask a specific question or say, I've been listening for a couple of months, and I still don't understand what's going on. How do I put together a message? How do these messages get transported across the country? Yada, yada, yada. Whether it's a general question or a specific question, or maybe you have 10 or 20 questions, that's fine. I'd like to see some of the traffic nets do a little more training. But that is a good resource, is the traffic nets themselves, and it may be the best. In fact, probably is the best traffic handling training source there is, and maybe a little bit unutilized. Sometimes people might be afraid to ask questions. I suppose sometimes it can be difficult to get a clear and succinct answer to your question, but we do our best. So that would be my suggestion. Others experienced in traffic handling, Bill, may have other suggestions to offer. KA6PDJ, back to net.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you very much. Now, that was, I think, well put. And are there any other stations on frequency that would like to add to Kevin's comment? Please call now. Nothing heard. So, Bob, did that help with your question? Over.
Yes, K1RMN. Yes, it did. I have several questions that I will probably get with Kevin at some point and ask him, as well as ask on the net, probably even as early as this evening. But yes, I've got the forms, I've got the explanations, but there are still questions when you put one of these together, and finding out where it goes and how it goes will be a big help. Thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate it. This is K1RMN. Back to net control.
Yeah, very good. And this is K1EV. And I've made a note, and I think it's a very valuable question, very very pertinent question. And I think it would be a good topic for us to bring up in the Radio Club meetings and actually do some training. I think maybe when Mike gets back or others in the traffic handling business, we can convince and cajole to come to one of the club meetings and walk us through all that. It's been a long time since I've handled traffic, probably back in the 60s, so I know I'm rusty. So before we go on to the next question, are there any other stations to check into the net? Please call this time. Dave, and see what your question is, Dave. K1DCT, K1EV.
Oh, good evening, Bill, and to all those on the net this evening. I am a user of Ham Radio Deluxe for both logging and digital modes for all the ones that it supports. And I'm wondering if there are other users out there that are having the logbook, well, I'll call it a crash. It's probably not the, it stops functioning, you know, and will shut down, or it forces you to shut it down. So even though they've had a couple of recent releases that I've downloaded, it seems to have gotten a little better, and I actually had technical support dial into my computer and was able to demonstrate it. They know about the problem, but I'm just wondering if anybody else is out there still having the problem after the latest releases. Back to net, K1DCT.
Very good, Dave. K1DCT, K1EV. Again, is there anyone on the net this evening that's familiar with Logbook, or not Logbook of the World, Ham Radio Deluxe, and Dave's question? Please call now. Deafening silence, Dave. I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to help. I don't use that program myself, so
Not a lot of help here. Perhaps at breakfast tomorrow morning, if you make it there, there might be somebody around the table that can help out. Over.
Okay, I just, I don't know, looking for misery loves company, I guess. I know they're working on the problem. At least that's what I was told by the tech rep that I talked to on the phone and got into my computer. So I don't, from what I read, neither one of these releases was a total fix for that. But just like I said, looking for a little, you know, misery and some company in my misery. So thanks to all. K1 DCT, back to net.
Very good, Dave. And I got to admit that the only logging problems I have is if my pen runs out of ink in the middle of writing down a call. So I'm still in the Stone Age, so can't be of any help. Sorry. So let me ask if there are any additional check-ins. If anybody on the net has any additional questions, before I've got one of my own, just in case we didn't have any. So if there is anybody else additional wanting to check in, or if anybody has additional questions, please call now. This is K1EV.
KC1TWR, Tim, City of Rutten.
And KA6PDG actually thought of a question.
Well, the net welcomes Tim, KC1TWR in Groton, and we'll go to Kevin for his question. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, well, conceivably, given the nature of my question, you may want to hold it till the end of the net, or it may be appropriate that Tim has checked in. I thought at some point during the net, a relatively complete rundown of field day details for those who might be listening, or shortwave listeners who might be tuned in on a scanner. And specifically, though, to that, as I mentioned to you, Bill, a few days ago, there was a question about whether camping would be permitted by hams who might want to show up and pitch a tent. And I think that Tim was investigating that with the powers that be. And the question I had was, is there going to be any kind of talk-in frequency, talk-in repeater, whatever, that that will be monitored at the field day site? But it was just sort of a suggestion that at some point during the net, you do a little infomercial about field day in Waterford. KA6PDG, nothing further.
I think you're reading my mind over here. And I'm going to turn this over to Tim and let him give you a complete rundown on the Tri-City Field Day, if we can impose on you, Tim. I have notes written down, and I was going to do that. And I will clue everybody in that I was going to start with a question for the list, and I was going to go down through. I'd be interested to know the answers. And after Tim gives us a rundown, I'll repeat my question, and we'll go through the list of participants. And my question was going to be, have you ever participated in a field day? And if so, did you have any special memories or stories about it? And then second follow-on part of that was, do you plan to participate this weekend? So think about that a little bit while Tim, if I can prevail on you to go through the planning for the Tri-City field day, if you're able to. KC1TWR from K1EV.
K1EV, KC1TWR, absolutely. Field day will be taking place, of course, this weekend. We will start set up at 9 a.m. on Saturday. We will start transmission and call-outs at 2 p.m. and wrap up at 2 p.m. or maybe slightly earlier on Sunday. We will have people on site for the full 24-hour period. So if you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you don't know what to do with yourself, come on down. Also, we are, yes, you can come down and camp on the green that's down there. We did have a very good discussion with Carrie Sullivan, who's the program coordinator for Waterford Parks and Recs. They're going to set out trash cans. If you want to bring barbecue or something of that nature, she has no problem with people grilling. For Tri-Cities aspect, we're Saturday night, we'll see what everybody likes for takeout, so to speak, and either order pizza or Chinese or something, or grinders or something of that nature. And Sunday morning is still being determined. Let me reset. We will have the MCU on site, and we will be using the vertical on that trailer. We will also have the Tri-City Club pop-up tent that Bill, K1EV, will be bringing and set that up with another station. And we have a third station that we plan to set up. However, if people want to bring their own radios and or their own antennas or any experimental type things that they'd like to, feel free to bring them, absolutely. Tom will have his tower there, which Bob K1RMN is assisting in getting on site. And off of that, we'll have a inverted V. We will have his dipole on top of it, and on top of that, we'll have a 2-meter antenna. Let me reset again. We will be setting up a station for GOTA. So if you know of anybody who's just recently, in the past year, gotten their ham license and would like to come down and really communicate and be there with more experienced people so that they either hold their hand or answer questions or observe, please bring them on down. Absolutely. Kevin, in regards to the talk-in frequency, I think that, yes, we will have one, and I need to get that posted on the various websites because there's a lot of this. Google Maps is not being very kind to us in locating where we will be. We will be on the northeast corner of the Avery Lane and Rope Ferry Road. And so we will be posting that. And I'm presuming at this point that we're going to use a simplex frequency for that unless people feel that a repeater would be better. Let me reset again. Also, I wanted to mention that on Saturday at 3 o'clock, Tom, WA2RYV, has made arrangements to teach a class of a few of the Civil Air Patrol people how to make a flat wire J-pole antenna. And he has enough materials and all that, so if anybody else would like to go there and make one or learn how to make one, feel free. It'll be 3 o'clock on Saturday on site at the Field Day event. And that's what comes to mind, so I'll turn this back to Bill, K1EV, for further questions from anybody. This is KC1TWR.
Very good, Tim. Thank you very much for the synopsis of our field day effort. And let me open it up to the net. If are there any follow-up questions for Tim regarding our field day, please call now.
JGF with a comment.
Go ahead with your comment, Josh.
I just want to let everybody know, trying to plan for rain, and it looks like it's going to be a nasty day all day Saturday.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. Is there any other questions or comments for Tim? Please call now.
Okay, 6PDG.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Tim, regarding Tim's remark on the potential for a talk-in frequency, I would speak to the benefit of using a repeater rather than simplex because, maybe most importantly, it's good publicity for the event. People might be listening from afar, but also with that in mind, someone might be in Norwich or Old Saybrook or something and have questions of the kind that we've been asking or maybe trying to decide whether or not they want to go over to Waterford and see what the clubs are up to there at their field day. Or maybe something as simple as Hey, it's raining in Old Saybrook. How's the weather over in Waterford? Should we come or not? Those kinds of questions. So I'd say use one of the repeaters, but that's just my suggestion. KSXPDG.
Very good, Kevin. No, I was going to suggest the same. It seems to make sense from a range point of view to use the repeater and get much wider coverage than the simplex might be able to afford us. So are there any other questions or comments regarding field day? Call now.
This is K1RMN with a comment.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, just for Tim, I have 40 feet of mast that I picked up from Tom today. I've got the dipole, and I also have the 2-meter antenna and about 100 feet of coax. And Tom was going to bring some more, but I also have all the guides and the stakes and everything. So we're ready to set up the big tower and figure out what it is we want to hang off of that thing. But we'll need a few more pieces of coax because we got one for one antenna, and it looks like we're going to need two or three. Other than that, things are ready to go. This is K1RMN, back to net.
Very good, Bob. Thank you. I think I've got a 100-foot coil with 259s on each end, so I can bring that if that would be of a help. Any other comments or questions regarding field day? Call now.
KC1JKB.
KC1TWR.
KC1JKB, Chris, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, just a quick comment. Thank you so much for all you guys that are setting up everything down there. That's really great. My work schedule is conspiring against me, so I don't know if I'm going to get out to Mount Misery like I wanted to, but if I can, I'll get out there for a couple hours anyway, and we'll see what happens. KC1JKB, back to net.
Very good, Chris. Thank you, and hope to see you there. Tim, go ahead.
Yep. Thank you, Bob, for picking that stuff up from Tom. And also, if I remember, you had some of those long electrical cords. If you could bring those as well, because I'm sure we're going to need them. And, yeah, Bill, if you could bring that 100-foot cable with the PL-259s on the end, that would be fantastic. They also, I should mention that Raytheon is also lending to the effort the filters that they had bought quite a while ago and that we used the last field day. The only thing they're short on, or potentially short on, are the small jumper cables to go from the filter to the radio itself. So if anybody has any short, like, you know, foot and a half long cables or less, if they could bring a couple of those. We will have blue tape on site, painter's tape. Whatever you bring, make sure that we mark it, or you mark it, or somebody puts tape on it with your call sign to make sure that you get back what's yours. It's very important. Back to K1EV, KC1TWR.
Very good, Tim. Thank you. And the in the club assortment of gear here that I've got in the basement are a handful of short. They look like maybe RG-58 or 59 short jumpers, so I'll throw those in the bag as well. Are there any other comments or questions regarding this weekend? Come now.
K1RMN with an additional.
How'd you go ahead, Bob?
Yeah, I need to know what the plan for the generator is, because Tom was under the impression that we were going to use the one in the MCU, and he wasn't planning on bringing anything down, so I do have one, but it's not an inverter generator. So if Tim has an idea of what he wants, let us know. K1RMN, back to net.
Roger, I'll toss that right to Tim. Go ahead.
Yeah, I spoke to Tom a little bit early today about noontime. It was probably before you saw him, so you probably have more information than I do. He had mentioned that he had a Honda 2000 kilowatt generator that he was thinking about bringing, and I recommended that he bring it. I need to verify where the MCU is going to be located on the property, where the generator is going to be in relation to that, and then where all of that is going to be in relation to the houses that are nearby, just to make sure that we have enough of a buffer for sound or whatever. Because that little generator that the MCU has can certainly run everything that we need. But I think having a second generator on hand would be beneficial. So I'm going to talk to Bill tonight and verify with him what he has and what we can use. And then I'll be back in touch with Tom and with you, Bob, and we'll figure it out from there. KC1TWR back to K1EV.
Okay, very good, Tim. Thank you. And a quick one for you again. Do you have a good supply of gasoline?
Actually, no, I don't. I know I don't have that. And I'm kind of thinking whoever supplies the generator, but the club will reimburse the expense or pay for gasoline for the event and for the pizza or whatever we eat on Friday, Saturday night. So that's a good question, who's going to have gas cans available. And also I need to verify that there's a gas station that's going to be open 24/7 just in case. Back to you, KC1TWR to K1EV.
Roger, and I've got 2 5-gallon containers that I'll bring at least one of them, and I think it's fairly full. I'll top it off, and I'll have that, and I'll leave that behind. Like I said, I can stay probably till early afternoon. Anyway, okay, any other comments or questions about Field Day before we move on? Please call now. This is K1EV. And with that, are there any other check-ins for the net? Please come now. Nothing heard there. So let me go quickly, if you will, and we'll see who has participated in Field Day and if you have any special memories of it real quickly. And do you plan on being there this weekend in Waterford? So let's start with Josh, KC1JGF. Go ahead.
KC1JGF, I have not participated before. I plan on coming down. I'm not sure what time I can make it down there yet. As far as bringing the equipment with me, the only thing I have is my handheld, so I'll be able to bring them with me. And other than that, I'm very interested in getting to learn some stuff from you guys. And I'll send it back to net control. It's KC1JGF.
Very good, Josh, K1EV, and it's a good opportunity to put faces with the voices and call signs that you hear on the air. So look forward to meeting you down there. Phil, N1VWX, have you done Field Day, and are you going to be there this weekend? Over.
Yeah, Bill, this is K1RMN. This will be my first Field Day. I've just got my licenses earlier this year, so I'm very excited about going down and doing something that my dad's told me about for a long time. And I will be there off and on. I do have to take care of the farm animals, but be there as much time as I can. Looking forward to it. This is K1RMN, back to K1EV.
Very good, Bob. I kind of guessed that, and I think I can guess the answer to the next one as well. Kevin, K6PDG, how about you?
What's this Field Day you speak of? Yeah, I've done quite a few Field Days and enjoyed them very much. I would like to get down to this one this weekend, maybe on Saturday afternoon for a few hours, but I would be looking for a ride, so if anybody's headed down that way, say 3 o'clock or later on Saturday from the Norwich area and wants some company, I would be eager to come down. I don't want to spend the night or anything, but anyway, I'll be looking for a ride. Every field day has stories. I've participated in club field days, and there was the one where the guy that nobody liked threw a rock up over a tree branch to mount an antenna. The rock landed right square in the middle of his windshield. There was another time that the, and some of you have seen in QST magazine over the years and other places, the huff and puff keyer, for folks who don't have use of their hands for whatever reason, you can send the CW. The guy designed this with a toilet paper tube, actually, and you would put it up to your mouth and blow into it. And there was a keying mechanism. Well, that guy was a member of our radio club out in Northern California. The other way some people do field day is, rather than a club, they get together with a bunch of friends and drink a bunch of beer and eat, cook a bunch of steaks. Some people operate from home, and for those who don't know, you can operate as a single operator from your home station. All the info is in QST. But as far as a quick story, one of the race on field days I participated in, one of the hams that lived in the area at the time, the field day site was up in Franklin at a horse farm. Some of you might remember this was race on a good number of years ago. And one of the hams that lived in the area, who I was riding with, got his car stuck. Apparently it had rained the night before, and it was very mucky and ooky. And so I tried pushing while he drove the car. We couldn't get the car out of the hook. So we traded positions, and I took the steering wheel, and he started pushing the car. I spun the tires, and I do have a photograph of this to prove what I'm saying. About 20 seconds later, it started raining down horse ooky all over the car and all over us, and yes, field day is a lot of fun. KA6PDG.
I thought I was going to be able to stop laughing in time to key the mic, but it didn't happen. Very good, Kevin. Thank you for all of that. Appreciate it. Dave, K1DCT, I think I can guess your answer as well. Go ahead.
Very good, Bill. K1DCT. Yes, been to a number of field days at various locations. I've been to that horse farm place. Raceon did it for years in the Patchogue Forest. I've been to the Legend Center Fairgrounds, and down to where it's going to be this time. But for the last 5 or 6 years anyway, I do my own thing. I do One Bravo. I go QRP, CW. We've got a place nearby. It's got some decent elevation. I throw a wire in a tree, operate with my KX3 on battery power, and prove to the world that, yes, you can communicate with 5 watts and a wire in a tree and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I've been doing for a number of years, and sometimes I've actually done it in Maine. Was invited up there to some friends and operated in their backyard, same setup. So people that knew me, and I'm sending One Bravo ME instead of a CT, kind of questioned a little bit, but that's what I like to do on field day now. I wouldn't mind stopping down in Waterford if I get the chance. Always good chance to, you know, run into some folks. So, that's my big plan, and I don't have any too interesting stories. I have been to several of those where there were steaks cooking and beer drinking. K1DCT.
Very good, Dave. Thank you very much for that. And look for W1QV, and we hope to hear your low-power CW signal. I'm not sure. I got to ask Tim. That was a question I was going to have for him, if we're going to have a dedicated CW station or not, or if we're just going to go back and forth as the operator of any of the radio's desires. Okay, so down to Steve in Coventry.
And if you've had field day experience, Steve, W1SVC, go ahead.
W1SVC. Not too much. Last year I was basically a new ham and didn't really understand what was going on. I think I might have been listening a little bit. This year I have quite a few activities going on this weekend, but I am going to, at the least case, try to get on, not at my actual home stage, but maybe set something up in the yard, and I'm not sure what our small little Hop River Radio Club's doing. I think they're doing something a little bit further away, and Waterford is a bit of a haul, but it's crossing my mind that maybe early evening I might have some opening, and I'd like to get down there. And if I do head down there, I will, actually, Kevin, I will try to contact you, but no promises on that. But if I get a sudden burst of ambition and head towards Waterford via Norwich, I'll give a holler. Back to net, W1SVC.
Very good, Steve. Thank you very much, and hope to either work you from Rhode Island or see you there in Waterford. Thanks. Anyway, and thanks for joining us this evening. Chris, Gales Ferry, how about you? KC1JKB, go ahead.
KC1JKB, this will be my first field day as a licensed operator. Had big plans to head up to Mount Misery, but as I mentioned before, my work schedule is conspiring against me, so I'm hoping to get out there for at least a few hours. And possibly on Sunday, head down to Waterford and at least check in with all the guys down there. So we'll see what happens. Talking on my anticipated setup for field day, besides the antenna. Antenna will be a roll-up J-pole, but we'll see how it goes. KC1JKB, back to net.
Okay, very good, Chris. Thank you very much, and hope to see you down there. And hopefully our times will coincide, because I'm going to be in and out myself. Mark, how about you? KAB1RAY, go ahead.
KB1RAY. Well, unfortunately, I have not had the field day experience yet, but I do plan on heading down there at some point. I haven't quite figured out when, but I'm sure it'll be a memorable experience. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark, and hope to see you again when you're down there. So last on the list is Tim, and I think after all that you've said, we know what's happening with you. So any final comments? Over to you.
Yep, K1EV, KC1TWR. Actually, my field day experience, because I got my license in 2014, is a couple times at the Red Cross building in Waterford, and then last year at Ledyard, which was an interesting experience, and I'm looking forward to this one in Waterford. Especially, we'll be able to finally sling a wire up into the trees, so I'm looking forward to that. For those of you who are doing field day by yourselves or with a couple of other people, enjoy. We would love to have you stop by, but the important thing is that people get out and do field day, whether it's at home or in a group. So with that, I hope that the weather just seems to be looking worse and worse for the weekend, but then again, this is New England. You never know what's going to happen. Back to K1EV, this is KC1TWR.
Very good, Tim. Thank you. KC1TWR, K1EV in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. And let me ask one last time if there's anybody else that would like to join the net. We're just about done, but welcome anybody else that would like to check in. Please come now. Very good. Nothing heard. I'll say that was the last call, and I'm going to close the net at this time. I offer my thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TitsNet. assistance, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meets the second Tuesday of each month, except in July, although it's going to meet in July this year, at the Red Cross Center on Route 32 in Montville. The meeting starts at 7:30, open to all interested persons, licensed or not, and information about the club can be found at www.qsl.net/Tri-City ARC. That's one word, TRICITYARC. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of his repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Echo Victor. Good evening, 7-3. And Tim, if you have a minute to stick around, I have a question for you.